This is HPR episode 2557 entitled, Sticks, the Purely Functional Static Site Generator. It is hosted by Clacky and is about 14 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, for the Fractalide website, we are using Sticks as a site generator. Here's a bit of how and why.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, I'm Clacky. First, a technical note. I was going to start this with some nice cafe music in the mall, but apparently the microphone on this Galaxy S5 is much worse than the Galaxy S5 Mini, which is pretty surprising. So it was all just garbled noise. So I decided to go outside first before I started recording. So here's your weekly update on what I'm up to. Racketonyx is, it's not finished by far, but it's doing what we need it to do. So, it's not defensible to work it anymore. It can take a package name, or it can take a path to a package. And you can create a Nix package, Nix derivation. And that derivation will depend on the necessary other generated derivations that will bring everything into scope needed to build a package. So that's Racketonyx, and now moving on to help Stuart with the main Fractalide projects. But the most urgent thing we have to get in order now is the website. And currently it's in, or the next version of the website is currently in Hugo, and because we're Nix heads, we would love to use something very Nixy to produce the website. And one of the people working with Fractalide has created his totally Nix-based site generator called Sticks. And if you search for Nix Sticks on your favorite search engine, you'll find that the source code to our website is like the next hit below the actual package, the program that creates the website. So you can do pretty crazy stuff in Nix. Of course, it's a language that exists solely for the purpose of creating derivations for the Nix tools to then make concrete in the form of packages in the Nix store. But it is a complete language. It has less than 20 built-ins, I think, and they're all more or less geared toward this creating packages use case. But you could quite easily create a Turing machine in Nix. You wouldn't have any useful inputs and outputs maybe, but if you would run that in some kind of loop and call it from something, then you could have that too. If you produce some sort of output, something parses and shows that output on the screen, you could even interact with it and send something in. So it is a complete language from the theoretical point of view. And it can read in files and handle file contents within the language. It's not what you usually do. Usually you call out, you create a derivation that calls out to some existing tool that gets a build environment, and then that tool runs on the input and it produces an output. But for example, I think it's the CarNix project, which is a program that produces Nix derivations for cargo packages, the package manager for the Rust language. And Rust uses the TOML language to describe its packages. And so someone wrote complete TOML parser in Nix, not calling out to any other language, but just reading in the file into Nix and parsing it there and using the information gain to do whatever it needs to do to create these Rust package derivations. So what the Styx guy did here is, well, he's not parsing Markdown. I mean, theoretically, obviously, you could do that. He's not doing that. Using a package called multi-markdown to parse the actual markdown files into HTML. But then, at the next level, the markdown file gets parsed into HTML by multi-markdown, or if it's an ASCII doc file, it gets parsed into HTML by ASCII doctor. And then you have a string that is HTML content. It's not a complete page, it's just the HTML body. And then, of course, you want to have your templating and stuff around that. And all that is managed within Nix. So the whole HTML file fragment becomes a Nix string, and then everything from there on is parsed in Nix. So you write a template that is some HTML text, and then it has the string interpolations here, so we call out to page.content and so on. And you have a template, and you have a layout, and then everything is generated to become an HTML file. So there's one derivation per HTML file, and then all of those are pulled into a big derivation that is the whole site. And then Styx is the convenience framework that ties all of this together. So you just define your pages and inputs as sets in Nix. So a set in Nix is what, if you use like generic language not tied to any particular programming language, you would call them dictionaries. So they're like an array or a hash, array in Perl, or a hash in Scheme, or a dictionary in Python. That's a set in Nix language. So you have like layout equals blah, template equals blah, content equals blah, and then there's a function that can, oh yeah, and the output path, of course. So you define what goes in, and you define where to put it. That's the description of a page. And then there are library functions that can tie all these pages together and produce the site. So why would anyone use Nix for this? Well, Nix is made for handling huge amounts of data converted to other forms of data, and try to minimize the amount of processing needed when something changes. Everything is in the Nix store, cached. As long as you refer to it somewhere, or as long as you don't garbage collect, it will be there. So if you have this markdown or ASCII doc file that you modify, and then you generate the site, it will detect that, hey, all these other files did not change, so we can just keep the generated portion of the website that comes from those files, and we can just generate the part which affects this thing here. And well, that sounds kind of simple. That's just this is just make. But what also happens is that you can have data files, and those get loaded in by Styx, and they can be used to change the contents of the pages. Pages can refer out to this data. So instead of putting, for example, in our website, we have a list of the team members. So that's just a YAML file per member, per team member. And the YAML file says, this is the type of social network, and here's the icon to that type of social network, and here's the icon for that team member. And that's a YAML file, and then there's some templating code that reads these YAML file and creates a portion of the page. So if you change some of that data, then it's no longer trivial for something like make to figure out that this data file over here changed. Then you better hope that someone declared a dependency in make that this HTML file over here depends on this data file. And what if you change one part of the data file and that affects one page, and then you change another part of the data file and that affects some other page? Well, because in Styx, the data is read into Nix, and then Nix handles all the dependencies. So if you have a template over here that said, I need this piece of data, Nix will notice that, okay, to generate this file, I had this data, and then it hashes all of the data going in, and then it sees that, oh, actually, we already generated this page. It's already in the store. So then it won't have to do anything. And if the data did change, yeah, then it will run the appropriate generator, this ASCII doctor or multi-markdown, or if you declared something else and added in. I haven't really touched this very much so far, but what I'll be doing this week, and we'll see how long it takes, hopefully not too long. We need to get this before the end of the month, I think. But we have a Hugo site, and we want to convert it to a Styx site, because everything we do is Nix, so it feels pretty comfortable to have Nix even for this thing. And as the manual for Styx says, processing is pretty slow, but because every little part is cached, and because the caching mechanism understands very well what data goes where and when it really needs to regenerate, once you have generated a site once, it should be really efficient. When you change a small thing, then you know that the right things will be regenerated, and you won't have to do any unnecessary work on the irrelevant files. So this is going to be pretty exciting. Also worth mentioning is that he really went all in when making Styx. Even the library itself is a Styx website. So if you generate documentation, every function in the library, or at least in certain parts of the library, is a documented function. And that's a documented function is a Nix function name. So you have the description of the function and what it does together with the actual function code, and you have example code, and then you have an expression that runs the example code, so the documentation contains the real output from the actual code. And all of this is put together in one of these dictionaries, and when you use it as a function, it figures that out and runs the function, and when you build it as a site, it figures that out and uses the other attributes to build the documentation. So that's pretty cool. That's sort of literate programming in Nix. I haven't seen that anywhere else. I hope it spreads. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. Until next time. This has been Hacker Public Radio. Check out Styx. You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. Ba 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 bum 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 bum.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.